All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Tuesday, March 22nd, and here's what's happening in the markets today. We'll talk about stocks were lower after having their best week since 2020 because Fed Chief Powell said that the inflation is much too high and they might raise interest rates by half a percentage point. That would be the first time since 2000, so we'll talk about this. We'll also talk about the Russia-Ukraine war. It seems that it's getting worse there. Plus, I want to show you our Boeing trade that we did yesterday, a quick $400 trade. So we'll show you exactly what we did there. And also we'll show you how to find the best stocks for trading the wheel option strategy using the PowerX Optimizer. We see lots going on here. But before we dive in and show you what's happening here, if this is your first time, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodgson. Together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. All right, Mark. Well, let's see what is happening. So yesterday, interesting day for the markets.
It was, Marcus. I mean, we had a huge week, best week of the year last week. And so kicking things off, there was some indecision, a little bit all over the place. And the S&P finished lower by just 2 points. So just a little bit lower there. The NASDAQ and the Dow down a little bit more. The Dow actually leading the indices lower. Sorry, I know you just brought up the NASDAQ, but yeah. The Dow down 0.6%. So the Dow taking the biggest hit. And a lot of this really just had to do with A, the big rally that we had, and a pullback is natural, but also Powell kind of stirred the pot a little bit.
Geez. Yeah. I mean, let's take a look at a 5-minute chart because, what happened here yesterday, it looked like, let's just go to the S&P 500. Like, it looked so harmless. Like, oh, yeah, we closed basically where we closed on Friday. But look at this. I mean, at first, stocks rallied off the gate, then pulled back, pulled higher, and then, yes, Fed Chief Powell sent the markets lower. So we talked about it yesterday, right? So Powell was speaking at an economic forum here. It was at the National Association for Business Economics. And I said it yesterday. I said, you know what? Powell is probably not doing anything. Just reiterating what he said a few days ago last week. Yeah, right. No, he decided to stir up the market. So let's talk about it. What did he say?
Sure. And so at these events, like you were saying, a lot of times it's just pretty much, the standard, usual reiteration of what their policy has been and what their plans are. But yesterday he made it clear that the Fed is coming hard for inflation, saying that inflation is much too high and pledged to take necessary steps to bring prices under control. So a lot more aggressive than at least how it seemed just a week earlier.
Right. And this is where he also said, you know what, in order to really contain inflation here or tackle it, we are willing to raise interest rates by half a percentage point. And that's a deviation because usually the Fed only raises it 0.25%. And the last time the Fed raised it by 0.5% was in 2000. So that's now, 22 years ago. And markets reacted yesterday. So for the next Fed meeting, which is on May 4th, market participants are now factoring in a 61% chance of a 0.5% rate hike. That's huge.
It is. And market participants, traders, they were actually looking at a 0.5 hike last time. But then with the Russia-Ukraine situation, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, that kind of changed things. So the Fed wasn't saying, hey, we're coming out with a 0.5. But traders were starting to think that would be the case. And then with the last Fed meeting, Powell said, we're going to do 0.25, and that's exactly what happened. So this is a bit of a surprise, at least how aggressive he was with his wording, and that's why markets took a drop there, like you see in the chart.
Yeah, on the other hand, the 10-year yield, I mean, now trading at 2.35%, even rising here this morning another 2.4%, And if you look at a weekly chart, I mean, we are now at levels that we haven't seen in quite a while. So the last time we have seen levels like this was in May 2019. So 2 years ago, interest rates are moving higher here. That's what we are seeing. And usually this is driving the stock market lower. So, I mean, let's talk about, we have interest rates and then we have crude oil. Crude oil was just in the news recently, and I'm switching back here to a daily chart because crude oil is also creeping higher again because now there are some concerns that the EU, the European Union, might be moving forward by banning Russian energy imports, right? And we know that for them, it's a little bit more tricky because they're more dependent on this than we are here in the US. But there are talks like, hey, let's do this. And it seems that some other countries said, oh, yeah, we can supply you with gas if Russia is shutting down its pipeline. So this is what's driving oil prices higher now again.
Sure. And like you mentioned, Marcus, this is a real big move by the EU. And some people early on in the escalating war thought they wouldn't do it. They can't do it. It's going to have a huge impact on them. And now with that being a possibility, I mean, some people are saying if that happens, oil could go up to $200 a barrel. That's all speculation right now, but which is driving the crude oil market. Well, what's going to happen? And is that really going to take place? And we'll see.
Right. So in a moment, we'll take a look at what the indices are doing pre-market and also our Boeing trade that we put on yesterday. But I wanted to bring up the S&P before we do this. And I want to bring up the two technicals because we recently talked about the death cross. And you did a coffee with Mark about the death cross where the 50-day moving average is actually moving below the 200-day moving average. And we had this. And look at this, super interesting right now. The S&P is trapped right between these two moving averages. I mean, the 50-day moving average right now acts as support and the 200-day as resistance yesterday. I mean, I thought this was like, holy moly, that's quite interesting here.
It is. And if anyone didn't watch the video, you should. But in summary, what I found is that when that 50 closes below the 200-day, that isn't necessarily a sign that we're going to have this big drop and a recession and it's all doom and gloom, but it is a sign that, hey, there's some uncertainty in the markets and we might be in a sustained range or drop a little bit, but it's not a guarantee. However, when we cross back above the 50 crossing above the 200 day, when that happens, that's usually a very, very bullish sign. So that might be something to keep an eye on if we could cross back above, at least based on what we've seen over the last 30 years.
Yeah. So we'll definitely keep an eye on this, on these technical levels, because, I mean, technicals are important. Okay. But let's talk about the Boeing trade that we did yesterday. So I'm bringing up here the PowerX Optimizer. And yesterday there were news from Boeing that a plane in China, basically from 22,000 feet, went down vertically. And it was a Boeing 737. And this is where yesterday morning, as we can see here, Boeing opened much, much lower and at first moved lower. And this is when it popped up here for us on our wheel scanner. And we decided to take advantage of this move here.
Yeah, and we saw that the 165 strike, the 167.50 strike, those two strikes were popping up with the scanner. And we were looking at a nice ROI based on the premium collected. One thing that we also did is we looked back at the other situations that Boeing experienced with the 737 MAX. And typically with the news and uncertainty and is it a problem with the planes, we saw that there was a 5 to 10% drop on that news and in a reaction, and then the stock bounced back. So we saw that Boeing was down 5%, but the scanner showed that we had a 7% cushion or more to the downside. So I thought it was a great trade.
Yeah, I'll jump over here to the calculator and I'm going to zoom in a little bit. Oops, that's a little bit too much. So this is where we saw that Boeing, we did the 167.50, sold it for 82 cents. So based on my account size, I could trade six contracts. This would give us $492. And yes, you're right. We have a cushion of 8% to the downside. And this almost seems to be a quick one-day trade because Boeing is also bouncing back here pre-market. But let's talk about this trade for a moment, just for those who are not familiar with the wheel strategy. So what does this mean? Let me just remove the volume here. So it basically means that if Boeing by Friday 3:25 is trading below 167.50, we would get assigned and we would own Boeing shares. If it stays above here, and as we can see, we still have plenty of room here to the downside. If it stays above, we are just collecting premium. So $82 per option. Based on my account size, I could trade up to 6 contracts here. So this is where the calculator said, okay, that gives us a nice $492. And I mean, with the move today, let's take a look at Boeing pre-market here. So Boeing in pre-market trading. Well, earlier it was up at 187. Right now, still a little bit down here, 185.15. So we'll see. When I looked at it before we started the show, it was at 187. So we'll see what happens here this morning. But this was just a great trade that popped up yesterday. And I think right now with the new filters that we have here, it makes it even easier because now over the weekend, we released a new version where now you can also sort by whether a stock is paying dividends, the market capitalization, and the PE ratio. And with this, it's even easier to find the value stocks here.
Yeah, I love those updates, Marcus. ADI was an example with the dividend payment, right? Because one thing that is a little tricky with the wheel, some traders will say, hey, you have to trade dividend stocks. And I think that it's nice to be trading dividend stocks. But if you're just searching for stocks that pay big dividends, there usually isn't a whole lot of volatility on those stocks, so you could make a lot of money on the premium. So there's this fine dance, and that's what we use the scanner. We look for these opportunities where we get good premium on the option side. But now if we could search for stocks that also have dividends, that's just a bonus like we had with the ADI position.
Yeah, and this is where yesterday one of the dividend stocks was Ray's Ferrari. So we had this popping up, reflected as a maybe. We were very happy with our Boeing trade here. But we see that Ferrari here is pretty much a very solid value stock that would be possible to trade. And yesterday it popped up on the scanner with the minimum strike of, what did we have here? 197.50. So that should give a good cushion here. Anyhow, okay, let's jump back to the markets and let's take a look at what's happening here pre-market. Because, yeah, with the yields creeping higher, with also crude oil prices going higher, you would expect that stocks are going down, especially since yesterday Powell dropped this bombshell in the market. And well, let's take a look of what's happening here in pre-market trading. Futures. And looking at the E-mini S&P futures, oh, do you know? Let me take a 5-minute chart here.
Slightly higher. Now, compared to some of the moves we've seen recently, the overnight action, there isn't a whole, it's moving, but up 0.3% isn't that much, but nice to see a positive start here.
Yeah, so it seems that what Powell said yesterday initially shocked the markets, but now there's some uncertainty out of this because the question is always, okay, how are they going to tackle inflation, right? I mean, and then we had Fed member Bullard last week already saying, well, we need to be more aggressive. And now Powell said, okay, 0.5 percentage point. And after the initial shock, it seems that this morning markets are pointing to a higher opening, which is quite interesting. Also looking at the VIX, the fear factor in the market, which has been solid above 30 for the past few weeks. I mean, look at how it is dropping now. And we're down to 23. That's a big move down here that we had from levels. Let's actually measure this really quick, where we are as high at 37. And now this is down almost 40%. So the fear and the uncertainty is getting sucked out of the market. And whenever this happens, this is when the markets do what they like to do best, which is moving higher.
Exactly. The average VIX over the last 10 years is about 17.25. And so at 23, considering everything that's going on with inflation, interest rates, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, sitting at 23, that tells us that traders are starting to feel okay about things.
Yeah, it seems like this. So it will be super interesting to see. I don't think that we will make new all-time highs anytime soon. I think that we will be stuck in this range here For the S&P, I want to say probably between 4,300 and 4,700, at least as long as we have the Russia-Ukraine war still going on, uncertainty, because this is also weighing on possible supply chain issues, commodity prices, inflation, and all these kind of things.
Agreed.
All right. Hey, this will be another great day of trading, and we need to jump over to trade with our mastermind members live right now as we are heading into the open. So if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos and stay tuned, and we'll see you tomorrow morning in the next video. Take care.
Happy trading, everybody.